we have a church. Peter was a leader in the church. He got healed. Somehow, we don't know how long it took him, but he came back and he strengthened his brothers, just like Jesus said he would do. He strengthened his brothers. Jesus prays that our faith may not fail. Let me ask you a question. Have you ever gone through a situation where you questioned your faith? Have you ever gone through a situation where you questioned your faith? If you're above 25, I pray that you have. I pray if you're above 25 that you've gone through a situation where you've questioned your faith. Because that's the only way we dig deeper. That's the only way we then become confident in who we are. If you're above 25 and you're still living on your parents' faith, man, you got to dig deeper than that. When you're in the fire, you got to know where you're going to stand. Dig deep in your life. Dig deep in your faith. Understand what you believe. Understand. That is why Jesus prays that our faith won't fail and doesn't pray that we won't suffer. Now, don't get me wrong. Jesus doesn't want us to go through those life-bending things any more than the next person and less than the next person. But denying someone is different than all the other painful situations that we go through. But we still have that opportunity, no matter how deep that pain-filled situation is, to make us have deep faith in our Creator and our God. John Maxwell, a great teacher of leaders, has written many books on leadership. In his book, Failing Forward, he says this, and that's just a portion of it up there. The major difference between achieving people and average people is their perception of and response to failure. The not talked about terrible truth is that all roads to achievement lead through the land of failure. Have you ever thought about that? Every person you admire has walked this road. The Wright brothers, Arnold Palmer, Truett Cathy, Amelia Earhart, Hank Aaron, George Bernard Shaw, and Mother Teresa have all experienced failure and learned how to turn it into a stepping stone for success. You see, that is what failures are, stepping stones. Leadership expert Peter Drucker says the better a man or woman is, the more mistakes he will make and she will make, for the more new things they will try. You see, mistakes really do pave the road to achievement. I have a powerful clip here that I'd like to show you. There are times that I say, "Dear God, am I really supposed to be a preacher?" But I praise God that I am, because there are so many times I get down on my life and I think, "Man, Eric, you really have a lot of problems." And you can turn on the news. You can open your eyes to what's going on around in your community, and you realize, I got it really pretty good, don't I? I think we can all say that, can't we? Well, this Nick, don't ask me to pronounce his last name, this is what he made me come to a real point of clarity in this clip. And I want you to think about this whenever you fall and when you have that choice of getting up.
Thank you very much. Nice to see you. My name is Nick Vujicic, and it's a pleasure to be with you. So I have no limbs, but I have my little chicken drumstick. And so it's like, you like that? That would be really cool if I could get this and get some techno going. Like, here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4. But honestly, along the way, you might fall down like this. Ready? Right? Hello! So what do you do when you fall down? Get back up. Everybody knows to get back up, because if I start walking, not going to get anywhere. But I tell you, there are some times in life where you fall down and you feel like you don't have the strength to get back up. Do you think you have hope? Because I tell you, I'm down here, face down, and I have no arms, no legs. It should be impossible for me to get back up, but it's not. You see, I will try 100 times to get up, and if I fail 100 times, if I fail and I give up, do you think that I'm ever going to get up? No. But if I fail, I try again and again and again. But I just want you to know that it's not the end. It matters how you're going to finish. Are you going to finish strong? And you will find that strength to get back up like that.